Finally this hour, the massive lines at the polls represent an opportunity for public health experts. It's a chance to vaccinate people. NPR's Joanne Silberner visited a polling booth in Washington, D.C., where people can both vote and get a flu shot.
Vaccine clinics have been set up at nearly 300 polling places around the country. It's a new project called Vote and Vax, founded by internist Doug Shenson, who teaches at Yale Medical School. He says he just couldn't let an opportunity like Election Day go by.
Election Day is early in the flu shot season, so there's this coincidence of time. And also, you end up actually seeing folks and being able to vaccinate folks at on Election Day at polling places that you wouldn't otherwise reach.
The Vote and Vax effort is nonpartisan. The polling place here in Washington, D.C. is decorated with both red and blue balloons, and you don't even have to vote to get vaccinated.
Okay.
68-year-old John Frost figured he'd get two things done at once.
You've had the flu shot before, Mr.
Yeah.
Frost?
Mm-hmm.
The new syringes have a retractable needle that makes a particular sound when it's used. But no sound from John Frost.
Did it hurt?
No, it did not, actually. This was actually no pain.
Medicare will cover this shot. Other insurance also applies. Otherwise, it's $20 to $35, or in some places, free. They're hoping to vaccinate 100 people here today. Nurse Phyllis Scott goes to the voting area to troll for customers.
Get your flu shot?
No.
We're around the corner.
We're at CVS?
No, we're right up here in the building. Just go up the steps and MedStar visiting nurses. We're giving flu shots.
Nice. Okay. How much do you
Unlike today's voting results, which presumably will be known soon, it'll take several months for numbers from Vote and Vax to be tabulated and published. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.